You're now on the basement floor of the library, level minus one. Here you can find the section on Slavic literatures, philosophy, and the bound volumes of periodicals from all the library's disciplines, as well as the photocopy shop. When you turn right towards the connecting hallway, you can see that the colour is derived from the melon yellow of the entrance area and the supporting framework of the building. Like the red of the information stele and the chairs in the reading lounge, yellow is one of the few distinctive colours in the building. In designing the coloration of the interior, the architect Norman Foster consciously restricted himself to a number of tones of grey, white and silver. In his view, it's the people and the books that fill the space with colour and life. Standing directly in front of the tunnel-like connecting hallway, you have a good view upward at the staggered arrangement of the different levels. They appear to be floating like hanging terraces in the interior space. Users here in the lower level are seated directly in front of a white wall, but since the skin of the library extends to the ground, daylight does find its way onto the reading desks, giving the building an additional well-lit floor below the entrance level. A characteristic feature of the Philological Library is the separation of books, workplaces and service facilities on the one hand and the library administration on the other. The idea behind this spatial separation is to remove anything that might disturb the atmosphere of concentration in the library. Apart from the administrative offices, that includes the group study and seminar rooms, the microform work area and the closed stacks, with 40,000 rare or vulnerable books. Now please go past the elevator and turn right towards the grey columns in front of the photocopiers. There you'll find number 11.